This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. America's top general said Sunday that the United States could now face a rise in terrorist threats from a Taliban-run Afghanistan. That warning comes as intelligence agencies charged with anticipating those threats face new emotions and questions after the U.S.-backed Afghan military collapsed with shocking speed. General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, told senators on a briefing call Sunday that U.S. officials are expected to alter their earlier assessments about the place terrorist groups reconstituting in Afghanistan. That's according to a person familiar with the matter who spoke on condition of anonymity. The death toll from the magnitude 7.2 earthquake that battered Haiti is now soaring as rescuers race to find survivors amid the rubble ahead of a potential deluge from an approaching tropical rainstorm. Authorities on Sunday raised the casualty toll to at least 1,300 dead, with approximately 3,000 injured. Thousands more are displaced from the destroyed or damaged homes. Survivors in some areas are sheltering in streets or soccer fields with their few salvaged belongings, while overloaded hospitals scramble to help those who were injured. The devastation could soon worsen with the coming of Tropical Depression Grace, which is predicted to reach Haiti on Monday night, bringing the potential for heavy rains, flooding, and landslides. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Sunday called for an early election for September 20th, saying that he needed a new mandate to ensure voters approve of his Liberal government's plan to recover from the COVID-19 pandemic. This is VOA News. The director of the National Institutes of Health is warning of tough days ahead amid surging COVID-19 infections. Dr. Francis Collins says that the U.S. could decide in the next few weeks whether to offer coronavirus booster shots to more Americans this fall. Among the first to receive them could be healthcare workers, nursing home residents, and other older Americans. No U.S. decision has been made because cases so far still indicate that people remain highly protected. Appearing on Fox News Sunday, Collins also pleaded anew for unvaccinated Americans to get their shots. At a COVID-19 vaccination site in the Ugandan capital, Kampala, tempers flared among those waiting for scarce AstraZeneca shots with jabs, with some accusing others of trying to jump the queue. Nurses intervened, telling them the accused had been waiting since the previous days and averting violence in what has become a tense atmosphere as Ugandans jostle for vaccinations. In the aftermath of a brutal wave of infections driven by the Delta variant, many Ugandans seeking a first dose of vaccine are competing with hundreds of thousands who have waited months for a second dose. But the country is now only having 285,000 shots donated by Norway. The Delta surge has touched off a vaccination rush across Africa that the slow trickle of donated doses cannot keep up with, compounding the continent's vaccine disadvantage compared with the rest of the world. The National Hurricane Center said Fred has regained tropical storm status in the Gulf of Mexico as parts of the Caribbean gear up for the impacts from Tropical Storm Grace. Forecasters said Sunday that Fred is forecast to move across the Gulf before reaching the coast Monday night or Tuesday morning. People from the states of Alabama to the central Florida panhandle in the United States are encouraged to monitor the system's progress. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Grace is forecast to bring heavy rainfall to the lesser and greater Antilles over the next few days. Forecasters say both tropical systems pose a flooding threat. Recapping one of our top stories again, America's top general is saying that the United States could now face a rise in terrorist threats from a Taliban-run Afghanistan after they've taken over the country. The warning comes as intelligence agencies charged with anticipating those threats face new questions after the U.S.-backed Afghan military collapsed with shocking speed. There's more available at voanews.com. Again, it is voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. VOA News.